This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. It's been about 2 weeks since Denver police shot and killed a trans woman who was threatening them with a knife. But police know little about the person aside from a name and age, Miguel Tapia, 52. Police Chief Ron Thomas said he regretted that little else was known about them at this time.
Despite significant efforts to try to identify next of kin, we've not been able to make family notification as we would have liked. And so those efforts will continue, but we do regret the fact that we have not been able to do that just yet. So
Thomas said it appears that Tapia said something like "kill me" in Spanish before the shooting. The investigation is ongoing. Voters in Colorado's newest congressional district, District 8, were among those dropping off ballots this primary day. The biggest race there is to decide which Republican will take on Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo this November. Crystal Polis, who is not related to Governor Jared Polis, says she isn't voting in the GOP primary, but that she wanted to weigh in on the races for Adams County Commissioner and the University of Colorado Board of Regents. Most of all, she wants to set a good example for her two teenage kids.
One has just, this is her first, this will be her first election to vote in. So making sure she filled out the form, sent it in, and that she'll participate.
Coloradans have until 7 p.m. to turn in their ballots. And it hit 100 degrees today at Denver International Airport and officially in Denver. The National Weather Service says this is the warmest day at the airport since August 5th, 2022, since Denver never reached 100 degrees last year. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.